Here it is, and here we are. It's Christmas Day, the day we say we've been waiting for. If we're fully honest with each other, I imagine that we have to admit we haven't done nearly as much waiting as we should, or even as we would have liked. It seems as the years add on, they get faster and faster. So rather than counting 365 days between Christmas, it seems that Christmases arrive about every 120 or even maybe just 30. We spend so much time and energy readying ourselves for the secular part of this holiday. We become so engaged in the decorating, shopping, wrapping, and cooking that it's easy to let the reality of the incarnation sneak up on us and find us unprepared. Even though we hear for all the weeks of Advent that we need to be awake, to be watching and waiting and not stagnant or in a sort of lackadaisical way, but in a very intentional way, it's easy to let those words fall on deaf ears, to ready ourselves in all worldly and secular things and not ready ourselves in anything spiritual. That can happen to all of us. Each year there are signs and emails and Facebook posts that say, let's keep Christ in Christmas, or put Christ back in Christmas. And what I want to tell you today is that we can't keep Christ out of Christmas. Christ is Christmas. God came into the world as one of us. That is the amazing, astounding good news. He was born into a human family who were doing their best. They were paying attention and following as best they could. And through them, even with their spots and flaws, God's plan was worked out and is still being worked out today through us. Even with our spots and flaws and imperfections, God is working his plan out. And rather than kicking ourselves or feeling guilty about all that we should have done or might have done or could have done to more live into our lives as faithful Christians, let us take this time and space to celebrate with joy the gift of love born this day in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us remember that it is through us that God brought joy into the world. And let us live into that and celebrate that in all that we do for the rest of this day and the rest of this year and the rest of our lives. Let us, like Mary, take this time to ponder in our hearts what all of this means for us and for our world. Last week I had a call from a journalist at the newspaper asking me about the 12 days of Christmas. He had never heard of the 12 days of Christmas and was familiar only with that concept from the popular tune. He asked me if we who celebrate the 12 days of Christmas did a better job of the faith side of this holiday. I so wanted to be able to tell him yes, that we do, that we actually ponder in our hearts the meaning of Christmas for 12 days, but I had to be honest. No, we really don't. The secular nature of the world right now most often gets the upper hand. And while we may leave our Christmas trees up to January the 6th, and not place the wise men in the creche until Epiphany, we probably don't ponder what the inbreaking love of God in the person of this tiny babe really means for us in our world. Maybe this year we can take this time to do just that. Maybe this year we can actually celebrate the 12 days of Christmas, not with stuff and food, but with love and thankfulness for God's amazing love that came to us. Maybe we can spend these 12 days like Mary, pondering this in our hearts. Amen.